Hello everyone, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I've had a lot of time to think today, and I really just want to have a conversation with you guys with what's called the process. I think right now, from here on out, this is a new series against Columbus. Columbus is not playing very well either. Maybe this could be the first game to starting a run. However, I'm not really looking at all that. What I'm looking at is, are we ready to just get back to fundamentally sound hockey? I watched the game against Tampa Bay, and I think we did really well. I just think Vasilevskiy was better. The goaltender for Tampa Bay, always one of the top goaltenders in the league, was on his A game. But right now, Radulov practiced today during regular, I mean, practiced this week during regular practice. I'm really hoping that he's in the lineup tonight. We really just need to get one win to start this. We're battling for the fourth spot. There's a lot of teams that are trying to get that fourth spot. Just like I've talked about for years with all my friends and with you now, is the ability to just get in the playoffs. And if you get hot at the right time and you produce at the right time and you go into the playoffs feeling good about yourself, anything can happen. I believe this team has a lot of talent. And I'm not sure where the leadership is going to come from. I mean, the coaches can do so much. One of the things I love that Joe Pavelski said in his last press conference was that we can't let it get to us and we can't let the frustration get to us. Yes, they're frustrated. They've lost a few games. We're frustrated as fans, but you don't get anywhere if you stay frustrated. And that's what I took from what he said. So my last podcast was about, no expectations, one game at a time. This podcast is definitely about the process. We have a lot of really young talent. I mean, I want to see Dennis Garangonov get going. John Roberts is a phenomenal kid. I watch him pass. He's very smart with the puck. What does he do with the puck? What does he do without the puck? And what I mean without the puck is, are you watching by staying on sides? Are you forechecking? Are you hitting the guy at the right time? Are you disrupting their play? Without the puck, when we talk about hockey, we're talking about the defensive side of the game. Are you doing everything that you can to disrupt their passing lanes? Are you getting in the middle of passing lanes? Are you poke checking? Are you disrupting the puck off their stick? There's a lot of things that you can do, little things, but we definitely need to score some goals, and I don't know where that's going to come from. I mean, if we put Radulov back in the lineup tonight, I know he's a potent scorer. Will that be the answer? But the thing is, we can't point fingers at each other. Us as fans, we're just watching the games, and we try to enjoy. And for me, I'm more than just a fan. I'm an analyzer, and I like to watch the game from a point of view that a lot of fans don't, and that's probably why I do these podcasts, hoping that my analyzation of things will help others. Tonight I want to see some crisper skating, and what I mean by that, I don't want us to be running around in their zone all night. Get the puck out of the zone, keep it in front of you. There's a difference between being aggressive and being stupid. And we've got to find a way to play a 200-foot game. I'm sure every team in the league is watching us right now and going, if we can get Dallas to stay in our zone, we got them. Those are just small tidbits of things to come. I hope tonight, when others are watching, They look for that. That's the key for me today, for the key of the game is, can we get it out of their zone? Can we put pressure on the other side of the ice? You know, we also have to give our goaltender help. I mean, we got phenomenal goaltending, but a goaltender shouldn't have to st should not have to endure 40, 50 shots a game. That's not fair to the goaltender, even if they are standing on their head and doing everything that they can. This has got to be a team sport, and I don't feel like we're playing that way. We're not playing cohesive enough, and we got to find a way to start. You know, I sat there and talked a lot about the starts and the stops and where are we going to get it? Well, if we don't even show up to try, we won't get it. So we're pretty much on the second half of the season now. There is no All-Star break. There is no All-Star game. You're going to have to push. And I really pray tonight's the night because I don't know how many more games we have to not play a 200-foot game and to be able to just withhold somebody's flurries of offense. It's time for us to show up, and it's very agitating as a fan for me knowing what kind of team this is because they have the talent. I mean, the biggest problem going into the playoffs last year, every NHL analyst kept saying was, can Dallas score enough goals? Hell, we scored 30 goals in the playoffs. And with the young talent that we have with Robihans, Denys Gerionov, and then guys like Joe Pavelski, which he's getting his goals in front of the net, you know, it's time to just sit in the net, guys. Get in front of the net, aggravate the goaltender, get back to some of the deflection type style goals that we had in the beginning of the year. That first five games was phenomenal. And we got to start getting back to that style hockey. I don't know if we can outrun people. We have speed, but we don't have the consistent speed that other teams have. We got a couple guys that have speed, but man, the Carolinas, the Floridas, I hate to say it. And look at what Chicago's doing with all their youth right now. So we're gonna have to slow the game down. That's another key to our success tonight. So we have about an hour and a half before the game starts. I want to watch and see the process of getting better. I would love a win tonight, but like I said, I'm not gonna go for that expectation right now. If we win, I'll be absolutely happy. But the point is, how will we win tonight? And will we be playing fundamentally sound hockey through the whole game? You know, we have a coach that has over 30 plus years on the bench of coaching experience. We have a really good bench there, coaching staff. We got guys that are ready to teach, but are our players listening? That's the problem. Are we listening, guys? Anyway, this is my beginning Dallas Stars hockey minute. I hope I have a really good one after the post game show will be good tonight. But anyway, go Stars. We got to keep going. We got to keep fighting. And as players, we got to, as the players keep fighting, we as fans got to keep fighting for them. So hopefully we'll all, you know, be wearing our victory green tonight. I'll be watching it from the house. I'd love to be able to go to a game this year, but finances won't let me. But I'll be watching and hoping for the best and knowing that we're capable. We still got a lot of hockey left, but we've got to get some points starting tonight. Anyway, this is Jeff. Once again, like I said, with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I hope what I said was insightful and hopefully we'll have a great game. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.